Welcome to Senior Power. This is Lynn McGregor.
And this is David Neely. And this next half hour of Senior Power will be filled with information and entertainment for...
mature audiences only.
Lynn, it is so cold in these Maine winters.
Oh, David, I'm just beyond freezing at this moment in time. I want to be in Florida. Did you know that in addition to Florida's beautiful beaches, that Florida has abundant outdoor recreational opportunities with 175 state parks comprised of 800,000 acres of natural beauty and 1.5 million acres of Everglades National Park.
Wow.
And here's another Florida fun fact. Oranges are the Florida state fruit, and the orange blossom is the state flower. And for good reason. Florida has around 437,000 acres of citrus producing 77.9 million boxes of oranges. The industry employs approximately 46,000 people directly and indirectly, and has overall an economic impact of around $8.6 billion. Over two-thirds of all oranges in the United States come from Florida, and a whopping 90% of all our orange juice comes from Florida oranges.
As cold as it is in the Maine winter, I could use a little bit of Florida, which reminds me of a big warm hug. It could be said that when one walks out of the air-conditioned environment of a restaurant or any place of business, or even from one's home in Florida, that the Sunshine State gives you a big warm hug. Indeed, the warm weather in Florida is a draw for many people from all over the world, and in particular, those of us from the Northern Hemisphere who have endured too many long and cold winters. A big warm hug. The warm weather allows people to be out and about from dawn till dusk, to take walks and enjoy the sunrise and sunset. That's a gift in itself. Everyone in Florida is within proximity to water. For most people, the ocean is close by, and for others, lakes, rivers, lagoons, canals are more accessible. But either way, the warm hug with a breeze and beautiful water add to the natural pleasure and true treasure of Florida. Years ago, not much after Ponce de Leon founded Florida, people from all over found the peninsula and its islands to be a comfortable habitat. Year-round residents, snowbirds, some who are 6 months in a day in Florida, and many other visitors have helped to shape the landscape and the culture of the Sunshine State. Some have referred to Florida as heaven's waiting place. The irony is that Florida is, in effect, the real home of the Fountain of Youth, given that the climate allows us to be more active, which helps us live longer and healthier. Almost 1,000 people a day move to Florida, many of whom are seniors, and they are looking forward to enjoying their retirement years right there in Florida. The tropical beauty and warm hugs welcome us all each day and allow us to relax and enjoy simply as the palm tree sways. A warm hug.
Medicare is so confusing. I didn't know where to get help, but I wouldn't call a plumber in Arizona to fix my pipes in Maine. So don't call some out-of-state 800 number to navigate Medicare plans when your help is right here at home. The Senior Planning Center represents all Medicare Health and Part D plans. They have trusted professional experts in every county. You should call them for your free Medicare review.
Call 223-6565 today. That's 223-6565.
We are privileged to have on with us our senior senator of the great state of Maine, Senator Susan Collins, and she's going to share with us some new information on Social Security, Medicare Part B, heat assistance, and perhaps a variety of other things. And thank you very much for joining us today, Senator Collins.
Well, thank you, David. I think that your show does such a tremendous service for seniors all over the state. So thank you for that.
Well, and we appreciate your service. I do understand that there has been an increase, I believe, of 5.9% for Social Security recipients coming up soon, and yet I have to put this out there, and of course you know this, but obviously inflation is by far and away outpacing what that cost of living adjustment is on Social Security. And I believe I'm right when I suggest last time you were on, we were concerned about the money flowing into the Social Security trust account, if we can call it that. And you had made some reference to the fact that we were at some risk as of, let's say, 2033, or at least that's according to the recent article by AARP in their news bulletin, whereby they claim by 2033, we're going to be short of cash in the Social Security retirement fund. So I do understand that needs to be balanced with the cost of living adjustment, but I'd like to have you expand upon that a little bit for our audience today.
Well, you're right, David. The good news is that the Social Security Administration has announced that seniors who receive Social Security will receive an annual cost of living adjustment of 5.9% next year, and that's the largest increase since 1982. That's going to help boost the average monthly payment by about $92, and I know that that will be welcomed, but the problem is that the inflation we're seeing more than wipes out that increase for many seniors. We've seen gas prices go up $1.25, $1.50 over what they were just a year ago. And I know when I was filling up my tank in Maine just this past weekend, that it reminded me of the bad old days because I was paying a bit close to $3.50 a gallon. And unfortunately, I think that is likely to be sustained. And when I'm in the grocery store, I am stunned by the increases in staples that we all use. I mean, whether we're talking about hamburger or bacon and or fresh fruit and vegetables, it seems like everything has gone sky high. I was talking with a woman in the grocery store who was pointing out all the empty spaces on the shelves as well, and that four rolls of toilet paper, and it was the store brand, was costing her $3.59. So this is creating real hardship. And for many of our seniors, that very welcome cost of living increase, unfortunately, will be wiped out unless we get inflation under control. Inflation's at the highest rate in 30 years. It's about 6%. And that is really worrisome.
You're listening to Senior Power Radio. We're talking with Senator Susan Collins.
Well, Senator, even though, and I want to get some more bad news out of the way first, even though that is a very appreciable cost of living adjustment, and it would have been extremely valuable had inflation not been where it is, but because of inflation and the fact that the Medicare Part B premium is going to go up on folks, I believe from $148.50 to roughly $170, it does eat away at that increase. But you have some good news too in regard to getting some heat assistance for folks here in Maine.
That's right. I've been very concerned that the cost of home heating oil has skyrocketed, and Maine is unusual because we are the most dependent state in the nation on home heating oil to keep warm. Most other states use much more natural gas, but two-thirds approximately of Maine's homes use heating oil. And natural gas has gone way up, but heating oil in particular has soared. And that's why I have worked very hard to get funding for two really important programs. One is the weatherization program that we were able to get additional funding for in the bipartisan infrastructure bill that I was one of 10 senators who drafted. And that, you know, we've got a lot of old housing stock in Maine and a lot of seniors living in homes with uninsulated attics and leaky windows and other uninsulated walls, and it causes a lot of heat to go right out those leaky windows and uninsulated attics. And the weatherization program can provide permanent improvements to make houses tighter, safer, and better insulated. So we've got a substantial increase in the weatherization program and also in the low-income heating assistance program that is available to our lower-income seniors. And that can help offset some of the cost of the rising bills. But, you know, it comes down to the fact that no seniors should have to choose between staying warm this winter and putting food on the table or filling that much-needed prescription drug. And that is really a priority for me.
You're listening to Senior Power Radio. We're talking with Senator Susan Collins.
Well, you mentioned prescription drugs, so I want to hop over into medical just for a little bit. Am I right that the Part B Medicare premium will be going up to roughly, what is it, $170?
The Part B will be going up, and it's increasing substantially. It will be approximately the standard monthly Part B premium for next year is going to be about $170, and that's a pretty substantial increase. It is about a $22 a month increase and the largest increase in Part B premiums in history. I feel like I'm giving all bad news because it also the annual deductible for Medicare Part B beneficiaries is also rising. That's going to go from $203 this year for the annual deductible to $233 next year. So you've not only got premiums increasing, but you've got the deductible increasing as well.
So the combination of that would increase for a moderate income senior their costs around $50, and they get about a $92 on average increase in their Social Security check. And of course, that doesn't include the escalating energy costs, and as you've suggested, that affects costs of just about everything, including our groceries. And it sort of comes back to me, because you know I'm, and I know you are too, a strong advocate for seniors, but as an advocate for seniors here in Maine, it comes back to this from my perspective, in that if we had to take any one group of people that are going to be the victims of runaway inflation, escalating health care costs, it's going to be our senior population. And of course, those of us that are older and can still stay in the workplace, boy, they want to. And those that can take some part-time work, they want to. But for a lot of fixed-income seniors, they basically don't have a lot of options but to find ways to cut their cost. And in some cases, that could lead to just those choices that you've talked about, whether it's cutting back on their grocery budget, cutting back on the temperature in their home, cutting back on the prescription drugs that they have been prescribed by their doctors. And it seems to me that with all the spending going on in Washington, D.C., and I'm not one that wants to see more spending, but that the seniors really should be more of a priority versus what's been going on, where so many folks who could be eligible to be working were paid fairly substantial amounts of money to not work for a prolonged period.
You're absolutely right. I think our seniors are also hard hit.
Well, thank you, Senator Collins, very much for some great information.
Great. Thanks so much, David.
So, David, if I want to listen to last week's episode, where do I go to do that?
All you have to do is go to seniorpower.me. That is seniorpower.me, short for Maine, seniorpower.me, and listen to your favorite episode of Senior Power. I know many people have seen a lot of ads about Medicare on TV, and it seems like during a particular time of year, every other ad seems to be about Medicare. But Medicare is actually a year-round business, and we have with us an expert in Medicare named Peter Marshall. He's an agent partner with the Senior Planning Center, and welcome to the show, Peter.
Thanks, David.
Am I right that there are also some special plans for veterans?
Yes, yeah, there are special plans for veterans, and they work well with the Veterans Administration, and again, Senior Planning Center can help you out with optimizing those. Senior Planning Center also gets involved with a bunch of other senior services, like Social Security optimization. When should you take advantage of your Social Security benefits? Should you take it now or wait? You know, 62, 67, we can help you with that. Again, the Medicare savings programs, they do retirement plans, final expense, life insurance, and all of that is offered by the Senior Planning Center and the one in Sanford. If you don't know where it is, it's in the Planet Fitness Mall. It's between Applebee's and Planet Fitness, right on Route 109 in Sanford.
And Peter, also, I don't know as much about this as you do, or I'd say something intelligent about it, but there's also a way for those folks that may not qualify for some of the Medicare savings program, but they might not be able to just write a check out for a few thousand bucks if they've had, an ambulance ride to the hospital. And, of course, X amount of all people over 65 at some point in their senior years, either they or their spouse, will end up with an ambulance ride to the hospital for a few days' stay. And I think it's called GTL. Can you explain to our audience a little bit about that?
Yeah, GTL stands for Guaranteed Trust Life. So the way these Advantage plans work is that generally you're going to find that if you are hospitalized as an inpatient, the copay, and this is the biggest exposure you've got with these Advantage plans, is going to be around, say, $300 a day for 6 days, okay? So you cough up $300 per day for the first 6 days, and then it's a zero copay after that. Well, you know what? You're not going to lose your standard of living. It's not going to ruin you if you have to pay $300 a day for an inpatient stay. But if you don't want to have to do that, then you can purchase a hospital indemnity policy through a company called Guaranteed Trust Life. And what I do is I set people up. They can buy it for any amount, but I generally match the benefit to the copay. So if somebody has a plan that calls for a $300 copay per day, I'm going to put them in a policy that will give them that benefit back. They will literally write them a check for $300 for each day we're in the hospital up to 6 days, so they can be made whole on that exposure that they have with the copay on the Advantage plan. Now, for a person turning 65, whether they're male or female, the premium for that would run around $22, $23 per month. The way I like to present that is, if you're very healthy and you're not hospitalized in the following year, then the GTL policy will have not been worth it, because you will have paid a premium of probably about $300 a year for a benefit that you didn't earn or accrue. On the other hand, if you are in the hospital for 1 day in 2022, you'll probably break even. And if you're in the hospital for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days, you'll be glad you had the policy, because it totally ameliorates the copay that you'd have to otherwise have exposure to on that Advantage plan. So I think it's a really cool policy for people who are concerned about the copay on the inpatient side. There are also GTL policies that cover cancer and outpatient surgery and whatnot, but I generally focus on the hospital indemnity piece because that's the piece that people really don't want to have to swallow when it comes to their Advantage plan.
You're listening to Senior Power Radio.
Well, now, Peter, just in closing, what do you recommend that people do if maybe they are the least bit uncomfortable with whatever they just signed up for during the October 15 to December period of time, and or maybe last year because of COVID or whatever, they decided not to do a review of their plan? What might you recommend to them?
Well, hopefully they're going to feel totally comfortable with me enrolling in a plan. If I sensed anything that they weren't comfortable, I'd want to get to the bottom of it and try to make sure that they felt comfortable about their decision. I'd say for 90% of the seniors out there, an Advantage plan is a much better value. What were we talking about? Oh, the annual review. Needs change. Let's say you join an Advantage plan and you want to work on your teeth. Well, what I'll probably do is recommend that you get a plan that gives you the best dental benefit, all other things being equal. And you work on your teeth in 2022 and now you need a hearing aid. Well, it might not be the same plan that I would recommend for a hearing aid. I might want to ask you to switch a plan that has a better hearing aid benefit. So benefits change and people's needs change along with their drugs, the medications they change. And so it's a good idea to call your agent probably in September, October, and say, listen, is it a good idea for me to stay where I am? And if you want to stay where you are, you do nothing. But if you want to explore your options, and I have several clients who do this, they call me, I call them, and, we go out for a visit, and sometimes they give me eggs from their chickens in the backyard or whatever, but I just want to retain them as a client. And make sure that they continue to feel comfortable with the plans they've chosen. And by the way, if you're talking about a married couple, it may not be the same plan I'd recommend for each of them. One might be better suited to plan A because of the freedom of choice that plan offers. And the spouse might be interested in plan B because of the dental benefit or the hearing aid benefit, or it has a better eyewear benefit or over-the-counter or post-operative meals or transportation. All sorts of different benefits lie within each of these plans, and it's our job as agents to know them thoroughly and make recommendations based on what their values are.
And then lastly, I think this is an important thing to note. Senior Planning Center does represent all major Medicare health plans, and I happen to know that's one of the reasons why you wanted to hitch your wagon up to Senior Planning Center to be one of our agent partners.
That's right.
I was wondering if you could just briefly explain what it's like when you can basically represent all the major Medicare health insurance companies when you're sitting down and meeting with the client.
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand it from the perspective of the Medicare enrollee. They're getting bombarded with propaganda and mail and ads and all sorts of information, but it's coming from their angle. It's coming from Martin's Point or from Humana or United Healthcare or WellCare or Aetna. They're all hitting them up with advertisements and promoting their own plans. We as agents at the Senior Planning Center represent all the plans. So we know the best features of all of them and some of the not-so-great features of them, too. And frankly, we get paid the same regardless of we get a commission, and we get paid the same regardless of which plan you choose. So we have no financial interest in which plan you choose. Our interest is making sure you're happy with the plan that you did choose and that we follow up and make sure you stay happy with that plan and answer any questions that you have.
Well, and with 2022, people ought to consider the free Medicare review. I want our listening audience to know that they can get a hold of Peter Marshall by connecting with the Senior Planning Center at 207-223-6565 and ask for Peter Marshall. Peter, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Okay, David, my pleasure.
And now we have a story by Hunter Howe called Just Pause. For all you people who are thinking of moving someplace warm in this dreaded Maine winter, this is for you. Many senior folk, lured by the dream of warmer climate and lower cost of living, move to popular retirement destinations like Arizona and Florida. But be careful what you wish for. You see, scooting off to stroll in the sun somewhere south of the border in your 60s and 70s requires long thoughts in slow motion. At this age, it's prudent to pay attention to your internal think tank, waving the yellow flag of caution. Bruce Feiler said, "Take a walk with a turtle and behold the world in pause." In the late 1990s, my friend Julius and his wife, both in their early 70s, bought a home in Sarasota, Florida. Over the years, Julius's job dictated many moves. His wife, a loyal trooper, willingly went along. After retiring, he felt she deserved her wish to live in Florida. Although he didn't want to move there, he did without complaint, and I have to say I admire that. Within a year, unhappy with their purchase, they sold their home and bought another. Not an enviable task. Soon after, Julius's health declined. I spoke with him on the phone just before he died. He regretted leaving his beloved home in the north. 9 months after he passed, his wife joined him. I never forgot that turmoil in the September of their lives. I often thought, what a time in your life to get homesick. And I wondered if they should have stayed home. As the saying goes, we've seen this movie before. And as Neil Diamond's lyrics say, home is the very best place of all. Therein lays the question. In the twilight of your years, do you want to start over or do you stay put, aging in place called home? Who's to say? Well, you are. Think about it. There are many important factors to consider. Foremost, there's the emotional side of leaving behind your family, friends, neighborhood, community, and other social connections. How about your grandchildren? Then there are the practical factors like losing key professional providers such as your trusted doctor, dentist, a variety of specialists. In addition, there are service providers to consider. The auto repair shop, dog groomer, hair cutter, electrician, plumber. Finally, there are those other intangibles, the culture, educational, and recreational opportunities among others. Hey Mainers, how about your camp? Yes, all those someones and some things need consideration when making this major life decision. Oh, and don't forget the most painful task, shutting your front door, never to be opened again by you. In essence, when you decide to go over the rainbow, you're leaving your entire life's foundation, your comfort zone, those deep-seated roots embedded in the very fabric of your being. So before you pick up your roadmap from the AAA, ask yourself, why am I going and is it worth it? Planting new roots and rebuilding a team of friends and professionals and service providers takes time, energy, and piles of patience. Play coach, pause, and call a timeout to think things over. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "Where we live is home, home that our feet may leave, but not our hearts." Remember, you have two options. One, rent first, preferably in several locations. Two, if you do decide to buy a house, you could become a snowbird. Away in the winter, home in the good weather. This option works well with many Mainers because the lifeline is not severed. Yet there is the dilemma of dual homes and double bills. The last option, the one to take more seriously, is the permanent move. Visit during a few winter months? Yes. On the lighter side, getting away from people who irritate you isn't a bad idea, and you can stop grinning now. Say, "I like Florida too." I'm suggesting that you review all the pros and cons before you set out for a permanent move. This is not the time of your life to make a major mistake. I don't want you to become Mr. and Mrs. Miss, lamenting that you miss the sound of the foghorn and the cool drizzle of the fog on a summer night, that you miss your moccasins and flannel shirts, that you miss your snowshoes, that you miss the western mountains, the lakes, and the peaceful coves on our beautiful coast right here in Maine. Maybe you need to leave to return. John Ed Pierce said, "Home is the place you grow up wanting to leave and grow old wanting to get back to." Whatever you decide to do before you pull up your Maine roots, I urge you to please just pause.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Senior Power.
My insurance kept going up and up and up and up.
I was getting a lot of mail about Medicare.
I could never have navigated through the loopholes.
Mainers across the state are finding help at Senior Planning Center, which represents all major Medicare health plans.
Senior Planning Center was a lifesaver.
Senior Planning Center did it all.
Gave me all my options and signed me up with what I needed within an hour.
Call 223-6565. 223-6565. help when it matters most. SeniorPlanningCenter.com.